First, I want to tell you, I thought I was really reassured about doing this because you guys were such a good audience last time. But it got to be about 4:30 and all of a sudden I started shaking and got all nervous again. So, sorry, you get nervous, Melissa. last week we talked about the importance of your light. And as I was studying for that, God gave me this, which, you know, I was ready for just one message, not two messages. And if it were up to me, I would only have done the one. But in obedience, I want to give what God has given me. If our light is as important as we talked about last week, which it is, not because I said so, but because God says so, it needs maintaining, right?
Right.
Lots of things in life need maintenance. I thought about our cars need lots of maintenance. Oil changes, we got to put gas in them on the regular, we have to wash them, we have to fix things that get broken. Our houses, our yards, our bodies. I mean, like, imagine if we just went around and didn't shower or comb our hair or put deodorant on, or, you know. We all need maintenance. Everything needs maintenance. So, I think of all the things that are most important, our experience is it, right? That is the number one thing. Now, in the Bible, it refers to it as a lamp. And, you know, as I was studying for the message on light, I tried to kind of relate it to a lamp, but I mean, let's be honest, how many of us have ever dealt with an oil lamp? I mean, like, I've held one, I've sold oil for a lamp at the hardware store that I worked at, but I've never dealt with one, and I'm sure you guys have even had less experience with them. So I thought, wow, okay, it's not really something that's relatable for us, but there is something that is very relatable to us. And I left mine over there, but a device, cell phones, tablets, computers, laptops. Okay. I just put lotion on my hands. I could use it. Thank you. you'll bear with my terrible drawing skills. I'm not an artist. But even if you don't have a cell phone, I am sure that you have some experience with a device of some kind. I thought about, what is the first thing you do when you get a brand new phone or tablet or laptop or something out of the box? The very first thing you're supposed to do is what?
Turn it on.
Charge it. You have to make sure it's charged fully, right? Before you start using it. That's what they recommend. Okay? And I thought, that's like us when we get saved. We are fully charged, and God has given us everything we need at that moment. We have just the apps, the basic apps that come on the phone that we need, okay? And it's more than four, but... And I really wanted to draw, like, cute icons, but I am not an artist. So you'll have to use your imaginations. The phone, it comes with what we need. Basic apps. Phone, text messaging, camera, internet, email, maybe Google Maps or iMaps or whatever your Apple people use. a note-taking application. I mean, just basic apps. And when we get saved and we're fully charged up, God gives us just exactly what we need. Faith, church. Stop it. You're already starting to cry and I'm not even started yet. Okay. but on a cell phone, it also comes with a bunch of other apps that they call bloatware. You guys know what that is?
No.
What? You don't?
Never.
It's junk, okay? It's junk, okay? So maybe it's the apps they think you're going to want. Shopping apps, different social media apps, different game apps. Okay, it just takes up space, right? And it uses your battery. And I thought, as I was studying today, I thought, that's kind of like us too, right? After we get saved, there's still stuff in our lives, not sinful stuff, but stuff that is taking up our spiritual battery, getting in the way a little bit, right?
Right.
Maybe it's a habit, not a sinful habit, just a habit. Maybe it's an attitude. Maybe it's how you talk to your parents or your siblings. You know, anything, use your imaginations. Think of your own lives. You know what I'm talking about. There's stuff that's in the way. And when we get saved, God shows us these things. And just like when we get a new phone, we have to erase some of the stuff that's on there that we don't need. Uninstall it, right? And where were they going? As our lives go on, slowly, as you get a phone, you start downloading more and more apps. Just like in our lives, things happen to us. We have school. We have work. We have the relationships outside of our church family that we have to deal with. And sometimes those can be difficult, right? We have maybe we do a service as volunteer work or helping other people outside of the church or at the church. We have lots of things that are on our mind using up our battery. Maybe we're learning how to manage money. Maybe we're figuring out where to go to college. Maybe we're trying to find a spouse. Then, as life goes on, maybe we're planning a wedding. Or, I thought, learning to live with a spouse, because that is not as always as easy as it seems like it's going to be. There's trials. There's car accidents. There's breakdowns. There's, I mean, you name it. Pretty soon your phone fills up. Your life fills up. That stuff that drains your battery. And for the most part, this stuff can't be avoided. It is life. Everyone goes through it the same way. But along with these apps, let's start building our app drawer, you know. I know. You Apple people scroll up, okay? But I don't. I scroll sideways, so you're going to have to bear with me. Good. See? He understands. I thought about, as we're going through life, maybe we're downloading some things that are draining our battery unnecessarily. Maybe some really high usage apps. I got looking up the very highest usage apps for battery, actual physical battery usage, are social media apps. So you've got, oh, I was gonna make these bigger. Okay, so pretty soon, maybe you've got social media. Maybe you've got three social medias. Maybe you've got worldly entertainment. Maybe it's movies. Maybe it's too much time with worldly friends. Maybe it's worldly music. And you know, as you go, all of this is draining your battery more and more. Pretty soon, that phone that you used, that, I better not put this on, I won't get it off again, went for 12 or 14 hours on a battery charge, now only goes to 6 hours. On a battery charge. And I thought, you know, that's like our lives. We all go through things every day, and it drains us, spiritually speaking. And sometimes we need to, just as we did when we first got saved, go through and uninstall some things that are getting in our way. I think, at least for myself, I have to be constantly on the lookout and evaluating what is taking up my time and my spiritual battery, okay? So I had to uninstall Facebook, which I still have it on there because I have school alerts come on through there, but I don't get on it. I have to be careful with videos, movies, not movies so much, TV shows that play, you know, that you can get on. games. Instagram, I can only, for myself, and everybody's going to have different things that draw them away and pull on them, their battery. But for me, if I scroll on social media, which is just Instagram for me, 5 minutes and I can feel it, the difference. I get snappy, I get short with people, I can't handle things because my spiritual battery is depleted. Each one of you has something that does that to you. And you know what it is. And you probably know what it is without having to think too hard about it. I thought about what we need to do to counteract that. We can't just go for days and days and days and not charge our phone. I guarantee you, none of you do that. I guarantee you, everybody charges their phone at least once a day. Probably more like twice a day or three times a day. And that's just like our spiritual battery, okay? We need to plug in to a power source. And again, with my terrible drawing. Okay. This is my charging cord. Please use your imaginations. Okay. What?
It's bad.
Do you want to come up here and draw for me? Okay. It's fine. What charges our spiritual battery?
Church.
God. Evan said church.
Devotion.
Word of God, I heard someone say.
Devotions. Godly fellowship.
Prayer. Faith.
Spiritual relationships.
Very good. Spiritual relationships. Godly friends. I thought about mentors. Godly mentors in the church. What about good godly music? That can really boost us, can it?
Yep.
Then I got to thinking how much time it takes to charge a battery. Like, you don't just plug your phone in for 5 minutes and it's charged. You don't just plug your phone in on Sunday for a couple hours and on Wednesday for a couple hours and then expect it to last all week, do you? No way. Actually, I was on my way here and I was thinking, we put a lot of energy into charging our devices, don't we? Like, I see kids carrying their cords to school with them. I see people plugging it in out in public. You know, airports have whole charging stations. Just in our own family, we probably own, I don't know, 7 or 8 of those portable chargers, you know, which that is even more, takes a lot more thought because you have to pre-charge that to have it ready to go when you're going to be out of the house for charging, right? Like, we put a lot of thought and energy into it. But what about our spiritual batteries? How much energy are we putting towards planning to make sure our spiritual batteries are charged? Are we reading our Bible every day? How much are we getting out of it when we do read it? There's going to be times when you just read and you feel like you didn't get anything out of it, but God gives you what you need. I thought, for myself, okay, and I know it's a common salvation, so if I struggle with it, I'm sure you guys do too. Am I plugging in just long enough to skim through one verse or read a devotional real quick and then jumping up and that's all the juice I got for the day? That's all the charging I got. Now, don't get me wrong, there's going to be times where God will give you one scripture and he will supercharge you. And you might get 2 or 3 days out of that scripture, okay? So don't get me wrong, but it's the quick get it over with, I need to move on with my day type of thing that leaves you empty. We need to be plugging in and staying right there, planning ahead so we have time and we aren't rushed through it. Knowing yourself, when is the best time for you to be getting into the Word or in prayer? Are you most awake first thing in the morning? Are you most awake and ready to do your business, get something out of it in the evening at night? When can you have some quiet time? Maybe it's on your lunch hour in your car. I mean, you each have to evaluate for yourselves. Excuse me. We need to plug in, stay right there, and reading our Bible in prayer or meditating on what we've gotten from the Word until we've gotten what we need. And God will show you when that is. What about the simple act of praying? Are we praying without ceasing, as the Bible says? Are we plugging in all day, carrying around our little portable charger of prayer with us? Are we casting our cares on God? I thought, if someone hurts us, how quick are we to go to the app of gossip, call our friend up, and tell them about this terrible thing that this terrible person did to us? Or do we call out to God, plug right in, and say, I need more power for this. I need help. This thing really hurt me. This person really hurt me. These words, whatever it was, you lay it all out and you ask for what you need. Because sometimes we think we know what we need, and it's definitely the wrong thing, you know? So I really was blessed by that. Okay, what's next here? The power of God is the only thing that's going to get us through the drain on our life's battery. And sometime, what I really want you to get out of this is for you each to sit down and really evaluate what is in your life that is causing a drain on your battery. Think about what you're spending your time on, how those things make you feel, how those things make you act. You know, like I said, entertainment for me is a problem because it's enjoyable while I'm doing it, but it drains me so much that by the time I have to go out and deal with somebody, I am not who I should be, right? The flesh rises up. I can guarantee if your spiritual batteries are running low, your light is not shining as bright as when you're fully charged. I had a situation the other day where I had to take one of my kids to the dentist, and we sat there, and it was like 45 minutes. And the dentist was here and there and seeing other people, and then all of a sudden he disappeared, and I was like, man, if I had not been spiritually charged that day, my flesh would have risen up, you know? And pretty soon the dentist came in, and he apologized, and I could have snapped at him or been nasty to him or complained about having to wait for so long with my little child there who was already nervous about being there. But because my spiritual batteries were charged, I was able to put my flesh under and smile and just go about our business. And maybe it didn't mean anything to him, but I think, just like we talked about the other day, our light is shining. It seemed like it didn't make any impact on that man, but maybe it really did. You know, maybe he had four people before me who were just jerks to him because of how long it was taking. So it's really important that we keep ourselves charged up. And then I thought, you know, time with God changes us. It makes us more like him. And I thought of the scripture in Acts 4 where Peter and John were before the Pharisees. Not the Pharisees. It was the company of the high priests. All the rulers, the scribes, the elders, and the high priest himself. And they were being accused. And they preached to him. And the scripture in verse 13 says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus." The Amplified says, they recognized that they had been with Jesus. Their light shone.
Right.
So, I want you to contemplate, take some time as soon as you can to evaluate your situation and where you're at and what you're doing. Maybe it's entertainment. Maybe it's video games. Maybe it's YouTube, movies, cars, fitness, sports, fashion, hair, girls. I mean, we all get distracted, you know, by the things that are going on in the world. And we're in the world. We can't avoid these things completely, right? But we have to measure them and decide what we're going to allow in our lives. Which all boils down to the point that we are responsible for keeping our light shining and for charging our spiritual battery. And it takes work, and it takes time, and it takes attention, but it's worth it. Right. And that is all I have.
So part two, what's draining our spiritual battery? It's kind of a cause and effect thing, right? Because if our battery is not charged, how bright is our light going to be? Because that was what the first part of her lesson was, right? About being a light. And I think, you know, at school, especially when we're working out of position and the welds are up here, the light doesn't help us too well, and I have to have a flashlight. And periodically, my flashlight gets really, really dim, and that light does nothing for me. Why? Because my batteries are drained. And my light is not as bright as it needs to be. But what happens when I change my battery and my flashlight? Boy, it makes all the difference in the world. So tonight, she talked about what drains our spiritual battery. And so, young people, the question I have for you, is your light shining as brightly as it needs to be? Or is your spiritual battery maybe at half, 50%, 30%? Maybe even 75%. But if our battery is not charged and not where it needs to be, then we're not going to get the performance out of our devices that we should get out of them, right? And so, very, very good thoughts tonight.
Yes, amen.
Very good thoughts. What is draining our spiritual battery? Because again, it will affect our light. It will affect our light when we go out into the world, while we're amongst the saints, whatever it might be, it will affect our light. And I still remember that story that Sister Karen had many, many years ago. I forget how many years it was now, but she had lights all the way up there around the baptismal pool. And she started taking and unscrewing the light bulbs one by one. You remember that? I see some shaking their heads. And pretty soon, all the lights went out. And so, young people, we need to be the lights that we need to be so those around us can clearly find their way to God. And so very, very good thoughts tonight, yeah. Sister Melissa. Yeah. Appreciate you so very, very much. We appreciate the thoughts.